live in his ferry. Things like construction and fit of the homemade masks, they can't be tracked and tested to meet particular standards, and tons of uncertified medical grade masks have been popping up in stores, some of which are even less effective than even cloth ones. And testing for masks isn't always up to snuff either. There are a wide range of test methods, and some of them examine masks in inappropriate conditions. This leaves Americans on their own when trying to choose the safest option, while medical masks like N95s remain scarce. While other countries have been handling masking their citizens much more effectively, I'm shocked. Hong Kong distributed lab-tested six-layer masks to everyone. In Taiwan, citizens were receiving weekly supplies of high-quality masks as early as April. Jeez. All right. No, I think that's great. I'm just more like, how come we can't do that here? By now, the nation should have ramped up supply and increased testing capacity for masks. We also should have ensured that all Americans could get them for free, as they have in countries with the most effective mask programs. So Harvard's doctor, Abar Karan, says that because some refuse to wear them, there's even a more dire need for higher quality masks, and masks that could protect the wearer from infection should be encouraged to use. And as we say here at COVID Noise Filter, wear your mask, wear your mask, wear your mask, 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 avoid crowds, socially distance, please get vaccinated when you have an opportunity to do so, and wear your mask. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving, and remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenna, your host for News from the Boo, and also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. It's a program for our volunteers, our listeners, our members, anyone who's interested in learning about what is going on at KBOO. So diving right in, we got some classes coming up. So here's an announcement for our current volunteers. Coming up tomorrow on February 18th at 11 a.m., we have our FCC Basics class, a class for anyone who hasn't ever taken the FCC class before, also a class for anyone who wants to either retake or maybe refresh their FCC knowledge. Again, that's 11 a.m. tomorrow. Also happening tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the evening, we have our Broadcasting Nationally class. That's a class where you will learn about how to syndicate your show via the Pacifica Network. So again, that's tomorrow, Thursday the 18th at 6:30 p.m. Then on Tuesday, February 23rd, we have our Writing for Radio class. That's at 5 p.m. Good class for anyone who is maybe interested in doing news production, or even for people who are interested in doing public affairs, or just anybody who has a radio show. There's definitely a way that you write for radio compared to, say, writing for print. So this is a really great class for people who are just getting started. So that's Tuesday, 23rd at 5 p.m. Then for our really new programmers, we have the Programming Essentials class on Thursday, February 25th at 4 p.m. That's a class for anyone who's interested in becoming a programmer or just recently got a program. It's a class where we'll go over all the things that are your duties as a programmer, how to make episode pages, where you find things, what meetings, what classes you need to or can go to as a programmer. So again, that's Thursday the 25th, Programming Essentials at 4 p.m. Then on Friday, February 26th, we have our last class, at least for February, being offered. We have the Beginning Digital Audio Production class at noon, and that's a class to take if you are wanting to learn about the very basics of editing your audio digitally. Again, that class taking place next Friday, so that's Friday the 26th at 12 p.m. All those classes and more of their details and the links to attend those classes are in the All Programmer email or in the All Volunteer email. So check your inbox, and all you got to do is just attend the class. And a class, or not even a class, a next volunteer orientation. So for people who are interested in taking future KBOO classes, people who want to become a volunteer at KBOO, whether it's to become an on-air programmer or to help us behind the scenes, the first thing you got to do to volunteer at KBOO is to attend volunteer orientation. So that is on Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. The link to attend our volunteer orientation via Zoom is available on the front page of our website. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see a link that says Spring Volunteer Orientations. Anybody can attend orientation. It doesn't take any prerequisites. All you got to do is pre-register, and that is, again, available on our website at kboo.fm. You'll find the link to our volunteer orientations right there on the front page. And just a reminder that right now, KBOO, the actual radio station, the physical building, is still closed. So all of our volunteering right now is being done remotely. So we're looking for remote volunteers. We're looking for programmers, and we're also looking for people to help us listen to audio. So if you enjoyed listening to KBOO program, that's something you could help us volunteering do. And there's always all sorts of other off-air things. So if you're just interested in KBOO, come check out volunteer orientation. All right, so then announcement for those who like to go to KBOO committee meetings. Just a reminder that any volunteer can attend KBOO committee meetings. Our finance committee meets tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. And then our development committee meets at 4:30 on Monday, February 22nd, which then is followed by our board meeting at 6 p.m. Our board meeting is open to the public, so if anybody wants to attend, you can find the link for our board meetings that are all being held remotely right now. We're holding them on Zoom. You can find the link to any of our committee meetings and our public board meeting on our website. Again, that's kboo.fm under the Board of Directors and the Committee section. And some announcements for our listeners and KBOO fans. KBOO has a virtual event coming up next Wednesday at 6:30. KBOO will be featuring an online panel discussion about the documentary BAM, Chicago's Black Arts Movement. To attend this panel discussion, all you got to do is register on Eventbrite. This is a free event, and we are accepting donations if you are able to do so. But as it is a free KBOO event, we really encourage everybody to attend. In addition to being able to view the online panel discussion on Wednesday, February 24th, when you register to attend that panel, you'll also get a link to view the entire full-length 55-minute documentary to watch before the panel. So if you sign up today, you'll get that link to watch the documentary so that when you go into the panel, you can get ready to ask some questions, because during that panel, we'll be having a discussion with the panelists who are the filmmakers, as well as two Chicago poets. At the end of the panel, we'll we'll have a Q&A that you can participate in. So on our panel are going to be the filmmakers, Tabiti Lewis, Vithra Narayanan, and then the two Chicago poets are current Illinois Poet Laureate Angela Jackson and Yesenia Eugene Perkins, both renowned poets, and both appear in BAM Chicago's Black Arts Movement, the documentary. So BAM Chicago Black Arts Movement, the documentary, introduces viewers to the history of Chicago's Black Arts Movement and reflects on the extensive national and international impact of Chicago's Black writers, musicians, and community organizers, and the organizations and institutions that they supported and founded. Again, that event, that online event, is taking place next Wednesday, February 24th, the panel beginning at 6:30 p.m. All you have to do is register so that you can get the Zoom link for that, as well as the link to watch the documentary beforehand. To register for that, just go to our website, kboo.fm. You'll see a link right on the front page of our website, and that'll take you to the registration page so that you can attend that online panel. In addition to holding special events, KBOO is also hosting special programming during February and March. We're calling it special programming just for you, as they put all this programming together with you, the listener, in mind. So just a reminder that every Tuesday during the month of February at 7 p.m., we have special interviews that are highlighting the history of Black KBOO and Black Portland as a whole. So tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to hear those interviews. Then on Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 p.m., there's going to be a metal marathon that's being called March 4th Metal Marathon, because it goes all the way from 10 p.m. on March 3rd all the way to 5:30 a.m. on March 4th. So for all you metal fans, tune in. Again, that's 10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. starting on Wednesday, March 3rd. We're going to have lots of special playlists, special guests, so tune on in. Then on Monday, March 8th, we're going to have special programming all day for International Women's Day. Specials that include public affairs and news, as well as music, starting all the way at 5:30 a.m. Programming that is being put together by KBOO volunteer programmers. Again, that's Monday, March 8th for International Women's Day. Then on Saturday, March 13th, there's the Bluegrass Marathon from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that is our annual special event. And even though this year we're not going to be able to hold the Bluegrass Marathon in the same way that we have before, where usually, you know, we have all these people come into studio, but since our station is closed, it's going to be kind of a remote marathon. Justin and Rachel are working on bringing you the marathon, despite them having to do it all from home. So tune in, support the Bluegrass Marathon, this annual event that we have at KBOO every year. You'll still get the best in bluegrass. That's March 13th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then for all you Life During Wartime fans, they're doing a Life During Wartime marathon on Wednesday, March 17th from 10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. And I'll give you more details as we get a little bit closer to that. You can see a list of all of our special programming that we have for February and March on our website, kboo.fm. And I just want to remind everyone that if you are someone who really enjoys this programming and you appreciate what KBOO Community Radio brings you, show your support, become a member of KBOO today. You just go to kboo.fm/give. Show your support for all of our volunteer programmers who work so hard to bring you programming that is local, programming that is unique, programming that is just for you. Always just a reminder that KBOO is member supported, and we like it that way, so become a member today. Well, that's all the announcements I have for this week's News from the BOO. News from the BOO is on every Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. following the news. So make sure to tune in next week for all the latest updates from your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
K-B-O-O, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio